Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. Okay, 18th of November 2021, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Let's start with the bad bits. My only real problem with this film was the pace. The first 30 minutes or so are so slow. But it is worth the wait. The moment that proton pack fires up for the first time brings a massive smile to your face and you just well up with like pure joy. I likened it to that moment in The Force Awakens when you see the Millennium Falcon take to the air for the first time. However, after some excitement, the pace of the film grinds to a halt again. Unlike the 1984 version, which builds and builds to a grand finale, the pace of this film fluctuates quite a bit. But don't worry, it does pick back up again. What absolutely made this film for me was an amazing tribute to Harold Ramis, who sadly departed in 2014. My 8-year-old daughter told me afterwards that this was the favourite moment of the film for her, and she didn't even know that Harold was no longer with us. And as I felt my own eyes start to well, I looked across at my wife, who had tears rolling down her cheeks. It was a really joyful and emotional experience, and a film I just can't wait to go and see again. Oh, and when the credits start rolling, you're going to hear the Ghostbusters song for the first time. I'm sure, like me, you're just going to stay and watch it just to listen to the song. But guess what? There is an absolutely not-to-be-missed post-credit scene. Trust me, you will love it. Scoring this film, despite all its flaws, I'm going to give it the first 5 out of 5 for this podcast. It may not stand the test of time, like the original, but let's see. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's at The Abductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.